So history can illuminate a lot of the issues that are presented to us today. And seeing history in class terms, I think, is a much clearer and more honest way of taking a look at our society than by pretending, you know, as it pretends in the first words of the Constitution, "we the people of the United States," as if everybody established the Constitution of the United States, and as if the Constitution was established for everyone. So I had a point of view about class, and I noticed that in my courses, the development of the United States as a great economic power was presented in such a way as to inspire us all. And I remember feeling rather triumphant when they gave the figures on how many steel ingots were produced and how many miles of railroad track were laid and how the Union Pacific met the Central Pacific and we finally had a transcontinental railroad. It was all glorious and heroic achievement, and yes, I was part of it. The Union Pacific and me. And it was only after I got out of school, after I got out of graduate school, after I'd finished my degrees and the PhD, that I began to learn something about American history. But isn't that what happens? You really learn after you get out of school. Because then you read what you want to read. And so I read labor history. I read history of labor struggles in this country, which in my history courses, what did I get? Did they tell me about the great railroad strikes of 1877? Did they tell me about the Haymarket Affair of 1886 and the execution of the anarchists in Chicago, which might have made me really think about justice in this country, just as it made Emma Goldman think about justice when she was just a teenager in Rochester, New York, and she heard about the execution of the anarchists in the Haymarket Affair in Chicago, and it galvanized her, and she was never the same again.